Welcome to episode number 7 of the Sales and Marketing ROI podcast, brought to you by ProfitWorks. Today we're going to take a look at whether search engine optimization or pay-per-click advertising gets the better return on investment. For the rest of the blog, what we're going to do is refer to search engine optimization as a common acronym that a lot of people refer to it as, which is SEO. And for pay-per-click advertising, we'll refer to it as PPC, which also many people refer to pay-per-click advertising as PPC. We'll also refer to return on investment as the acronym ROI. So now that we've got that out of the way, which does have the better ROI? SEO or PPC? What we have done is tabulated data across all of our customers using both of these methods from 2010 to June 2014. Because some of our customers have recurring revenue models, we've looked at the return on investment in the first year of revenue against the marketing expense, as well as a 3-year return for that 1 year of marketing expenditure. With search engine optimization, which is often referred to as SEO, our data shows that on average, for every dollar spent in year one, that dollar will generate $2.74 in profit in that first year. And when you take the revenue generated and extrapolate that over a 3-year term, if it's recurring revenue, then on average, for every dollar spent, it would generate $4.58 in profit over the 3 years. Or in other words, the ROI for SEO is 274% in the first year, and over 3 years, it's 458%. On the other hand, pay-per-click advertising, or PPC, in the first year, it generates, for every dollar spent, a loss of 95 cents, and over a 3-year term, it generates a loss of 85 cents for every dollar spent. Another way of putting that is that for PPC, the ROI in year one is negative 95%, and over a 3-year term, it'll be negative 85%. These results matched with many of the other reports that we looked at, where pretty much all of them had indicated that organic search and website optimization or SEO services all deliver a better return on investment than pay-per-click advertising. So from all of our research, as well as the data we're seeing from our customers, search engine optimization or SEO is by far the better return on investment marketing vehicle. In addition, it not only looks like PPC has a lower ROI than SEO, it looks like in most cases it will usually have a negative return on investment. Therefore, you're going to be spending more than what is going to benefit your business. Now, I know for a fact that that will not always be the case, because I do know companies that effectively use PPC to generate a positive return on investment, but by far the vast majority will probably see a negative return on investment. So if you're not a pay-per-click advertising guru, you'll probably see a negative return. To me, this makes complete logical sense, because SEO is something that has a recurring benefit. So with search engine optimization, you pay once to have work done, and you get the benefit of that work from now until the end of time. So if by doing some search engine optimization, a new page is created that brings in an additional 100 visitors a month, you not only get those 100 visitors in the month that you paid for the search engine optimization service, but you also get those extra 100 visitors from now until the end of time. Conversely, PPC is a pay once, benefit once. So if you pay in 1 month to get 100 visitors, then you get those visitors in that month, but you don't get them in the next month unless you pay again. So the fact that search engine optimization is a pay once, benefit forever, and pay-per-click advertising is pay once, benefit once, I think this makes sense why search engine optimization has the higher return on investment. Another reason this makes sense is based on some recent data that we've seen about the split between paid and non-paid traffic from Search Engine Watch. So with non-paid traffic, which would be the type of traffic that search engine optimization goes after, it accounts for 51% of all traffic and 70% of traffic for business services. On the other hand, paid traffic, so traffic from pay-per-click advertising, accounts for only 10% of all traffic and only 3% of business services traffic. You'll notice these numbers do not add up to 100. That's because there's two other sources of traffic that this study looked at, which was social traffic and then all other traffic, so things like referrals. So maybe another website that has a link from their website to your website, that would fall in the all other traffic. And those two types of traffic account for a combined 39%, 5% being social and 34% being the all other or referral slash direct type traffic. Given organic traffic accounts for 51% of all traffic, and that it's also a pay once, benefit forever marketing tactic, I think those two reasons alone are the reasons behind why it has a so much better ROI than pay-per-click advertising. Thanks again for listening to the ProfitWorks Sales and Marketing ROI podcast. Be sure to check out our blog at www.profitworks.ca/blog. If you found this information interesting or have further questions about how it might relate to your website, feel free to contact us by going to www.profitworks.ca/contact-profitworks, and you'll find our contact information there, or you can also email sales@profitworks.ca. Thanks again for listening.